No one deserves to live a life filled with fear and shame. And no one should have to. Yet, sadly, for most people whose lives have been affected by trauma and addiction, fear and shame are near constant companions. But they do not have to be. It is possible to heal and recover. You do not have to live a fear-driven life. You do not have to feel overwhelmed or hypervigilant. You don't have to be afraid of experiencing your emotions or of what they might do to you or others. You don't have to feel anxious or depressed or rageful or spiteful or numb or frozen in place. These emotions are not your destiny. You deserve to join the ranks of people whose lives are no longer based in fear and shame, who no longer follow toxic internal scripts that have been passed down from generation to generation. You deserve to live a life based on your own goals, values, and choices. You can learn how to trust, how to set effective limits with others, how to value your own needs, and how to advocate for your needs. You can build a stronger sense of self and personal integrity. You can have a more hopeful, resilient, and joyful future. You can put the past behind you so that it no longer dictates how you live your life today. You will do this not by ignoring or denying what has happened to you, but by exploring it, moving through and beyond it, and creating a new narrative. I know this is possible, because in my work as a therapist, I have watched as people of all ages move from despair to hope, from self-doubt to confidence, from confusion to clarity, from anxiety to serenity, from bondage to freedom, and from misery to happiness, and even joy. Having been raised with addiction, violence, and trauma, I know what it means to live in a chronic state of fear and the sadness of how that can destroy people's lives. Today, I also know that recovery is possible. It begins when you reach out for help. Trauma, addiction, and you. In my 40-plus years as a therapist, I have discovered that the combination of trauma and addiction is the single greatest cause of dysfunction in families and one of the most potent negative forces in people's lives. Until recently, not much was known about the often powerful, often subtle interplay of trauma and addiction. Visit an online bookstore and you can easily find books on addiction and on trauma. But little is available on the interaction of the two and how that interaction profoundly harms human beings. There is even less available on the process of recovering and healing from their combined effects. I wrote this book to fill that gap. This book is for anyone whose life has been harmed by the twin forces of trauma and addiction. No matter how much or how little you have already healed, this book can provide you with skills, tools, support, understanding, information, new perspectives, and encouragement. If you're just beginning to recognize how trauma and addiction influence who you are today, you'll find a great deal of help here. If you're already well into your own healing and recovery, but feel some pieces are still missing, this book has much to offer you as well. Whether you are still in active addiction, or have been in recovery for decades, or if you have never directly suffered from addiction, but have been harmed by the addictive behavior of others, you will find insight and hope. This book is not about finding an excuse for your problems. It is about recognizing what lies beyond many of those problems, living a process of healing and recovery, and creating a freer, happier life. An invitation. I have enormous respect for anyone who sets aside denial, acknowledges his or her past, and moves into and through the emotional pain of healing. I invite you to join this group of courageous human beings who have chosen lives of transformation. It is my honor to assist you in your recovery and healing, and to walk parts of the journey with you as you create a new narrative for your life and live into a future of hope, happiness, and freedom.